Hi there, I'm Karen Rogers, and in this video, I'm going to be talking about event marketing and technology to help you host an event or follow up from an event. So, from a human standpoint, interacting with your customers in person brings another level of engagement that just cannot be replicated digitally, and it makes us all feel warm and fuzzy. But from a business standpoint, live events can be an incredibly effective allocation of your budget and your time in maximizing your audience or your client base. I mean, think about it. All of the posts, the ads, and the emails that you see, you hear, you glance at, they often get moved straight to your trash folder. It takes a lot of this repetition and persistence and unique branding and integration of all the digital strategies that we've shared with you to truly win a customer through digital marketing. But an in-person event, sometimes a single interaction makes all the difference. There are a multitude of opportunities for live events. And just as I encourage you to do your homework and research before building your next course, I also want you to do your homework and research before planning your next in-person event. Let's use TNS Masterclass as an example. We just started out with a simple idea to gather our TNS grads in real life. It was a very simple, let's try this out and see if everybody wants to come together. Because at that point, all we knew of each other was online and in the TNS Facebook page. But it has grown into this amazing event that we've now had, you know, years have gone by. Let's use TNS Masterclass as an example. What started as a simple idea to just gather our grads in real life in one place in New York City, which we thought would be such a warm, fuzzy thing to finally see and touch and share a meal with people that we saw every day in the TNS Facebook page, it has turned into pretty much the best time of year for, I know the TNS team, but also I think a lot of the TNS community, because it's been an event where suddenly walls go down, everybody opens up, and it becomes this place where everyone realizes all the struggles that everyone's having, but also all of the successes that everyone's having. Everyone can share in the joy and the pain and every end of the spectrum and really support each other in person. And what comes from that has been business partnerships, lifelong friendships, ideas, personal growth, so much more. So in-person events, we can't stress enough how they can really make a complete other dynamic of your business come to life. So I'd love to share some key points to consider to help you plan your next event. Number one, partner up. Do you need to share the heavy lifting and hosting? Probably. Consider partnering up with a friend or a colleague. Think about how your businesses may overlap and what you can provide attendees together. Collaboration is a huge opportunity for shared customer engagement and larger audience exposure. So even a small 10-person event will make a huge impact on the level of cost-free word-of-mouth marketing happening about your business. Number two, make it educational. If you have something to teach, teach. Consider reaching out to other companies with your offerings. You can contact HR departments to offer your knowledge, you know, with a lunch or a lunch and learn for their employees. The options are endless, but education and knowledge is everything, and you have a lot to share. Number three, get branded. Are there brands that you already work with or that you love? Reach out to them with a proposal to be the host on their behalf for an upcoming event. It's likely they already have events in the works, so this could be a great chance to collaborate. Also, let them know the value in having your endorsement of their brand. Make sure that they understand what's in it for them. A bonus of what's in it for you is that in some cases like this, all of the event production and execution, it's in their hands. So it's a huge load off of your shoulders. And number four, be an event within an event. If you need to get your feet wet, If you need to get your feet wet, create an event for your business within an event. Host a table at a large expo or be part of a talk or a panel or a happy hour that is a smaller part of a larger programming. You'd be amazed at how many customers you can earn by taking advantage of, you know, a situation where someone else has gathered a large audience and all you need to do is show up and market you or your products or your services. Every connection you make is a promising prospect for winning customers or building a client base and fostering engagement. The type of event you should host or get involved with or involved in should be built around the type of benefit you want from it. So let's quickly chat about the benefits you might get. Number one, immediate revenue or profit. This is the revenue you make directly from the event, whether it's ticket sales or the hosting fee, product sales, brand sponsorships, any other income, depending on the scope of the event. Hopefully, this will surpass the cost of your event or your overhead, such as the venue rental, the staff, the supplies, that sort of thing. So you could end up making money off of your event. You could also get future revenue. I can't drive home the importance of real life connection enough. And by sharing your product or services via an event, even if the event is not profitable, you may win the initial contact needed to convert a prospect into a later sale or a future client, and in a really effective, memorable way. Think about beauty samples, the beauty industry. Sampling is huge in the beauty industry. They're constantly giving away their products, small portions of them, and it works. So they give away something up front in hopes that they buy basically their customer for later. They spend that money to get that customer later on. And it's the same thing here with you with an event. You can also get information exchange. Whether you're sharing your expertise or a product, your knowledge is a huge benefit that you're interacting with your guests. And in turn, I want you to benefit from collecting information from them. This insight is absolutely crucial in understanding your audience demographic and what they want, what they need for making future sales with them and developing your audience. So listen to them. Capture anything you can, an email address, an Instagram follow, a personal story. Seemingly innocent information can indeed turn into profound marketing intel or sales opportunities or solid relationships and business partnerships. And even sometimes it's just that like fill your soul goodness that could be the motivation or the encouragement you needed at that moment to keep going on, because building a business is hard. So information, huge. Last you could get is brand recognition. People naturally gravitate towards businesses with brands that they know or they want to know. And the more events and happenings and buzz you have going on in combination with good marketing around it will create increased brand awareness and respect for your brand. The types of people you partner with and the types of attendees present will also contribute to brand recognition. So while this isn't a direct contributor of revenue, it's a huge benefit of taking part in live events. So now that you know more about the importance of in-person connection and the vast opportunities in the world of events and the types of value that they can provide for your business, I want you to put your digital marketing hat back on. A successful event is one that is driven by a digital marketing strategy, both before, during, and after. So apply the strategies I've shared with you in the digital marketing lessons to create a digital marketing funnel that spans email and social and website. It'll provide a promised success for your event, and it'll expand your audience, and it'll foster a loyal customer base. So we've also shared in the handouts some great technology options that will help you plan and execute your next event, from selling tickets to gathering attendee information to providing the best follow-up. So just be sure to check that out too. All right. So I hope I've inspired you to step out of your purely digital mindset for the moment and remember to capture human moments whenever you can. Interacting in person is just as valuable as interacting online. So be sure to keep event marketing on your radar as you grow your business. Thanks for watching.